Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 59 and we're still focusing on the imperfect tense. Now in this lesson we'll be looking at ER and IR verbs in the imperfect, plus we'll take a look at some of the irregular verbs. And there's some good news about irregular verbs in the imperfect tense, but we'll hear about that in the lesson. I hope you enjoy it.
So we're going to start tonight by thinking again about some of the things that we covered last week. Gara, can you remember any of the situations in which you would use the imperfect tense?
When you're using was or were plus an action, like I was swimming.
Yep, Anything else?
When you used to do something.
Exactly, yeah.
And when you would do something, talking about the past.
Yeah, exactly. It's that would in the past when you're thinking back to what you would do in the evenings in a particular time and so on. So your three key phrases that you're thinking of are the was or were doing something situation. So as you suggested, I was swimming. We were walking along the beach. The used to do something situation. So when I was young, I used to go to swimming lessons on a Thursday afternoon or something like that. So they used to do something. And the last one that you mentioned was the would do something in the past. So thinking back to a particular time in your life when you would walk along the beach in the evenings, looking at the sunset and all that kind of stuff. So those are your three situations, or three of the situations rather, where you would use the imperfect in Spanish. Now, the other thing that we looked at last week was the difference between the preterite and the imperfect, and situations where, for example, the preterite interrupts the imperfect. Can you think of an example of this, Cara?
When I was walking along the beach, the tide came in.
Exactly. When I was walking along the beach, the tide came in. When I was doing the preparation for this podcast, the phone rang, and so on. So the preterite action here, the thtum, breaks up the dum-de-dum of the imperfect. So I was walking along the beach, dum-de-dum-de-dum, when the tide came in. It started to come in, thtum. I was preparing this podcast when the phone rang. So I was preparing the podcast, dum-de-dum-de-dum, when the phone rang, thtum. The phone started ringing, although the phone would probably make a different sound other than thtum. Okay, we also learned the endings of AR verbs in the imperfect. Can you remember the AR endings?
It sounds like a very famous pop group.
It does indeed, a famous pop group. De Suecia, from Sweden. So the tense would go, for example, with hablar. How would you say I was speaking?
Hablaba.
Hablaba, because your ending is aba. A-B-A, not double B, like the pop group, but A-B-A. Hablaba.
Hablaba.
And you were speaking?
Hablabas.
He, she, or it was speaking?
Hablaba again.
And we were speaking?
Hablábamos.
And the you plural form, the vosotros form used in Spain?
Hablabais.
Hablabais. And they were speaking?
Hablaban.
Muy bien. And obviously, when we're talking about the usted form, the usted would be?
Usted hablaba.
So you were speaking using the formal form in the singular. And in the plural, you were speaking would be?
Ustedes. Ustedes hablaban.
Ustedes hablaban. You were speaking. Okay, excellent. That's AR verbs using the AR endings. Now, what we're going to do today is learn the endings for ER verbs and for IR verbs. And here's the first bit of good news today. They're the same. So, ER verbs and IR verbs take exactly the same endings in the imperfect tense.
Woohoo!
So let's learn these endings now. It's not ABBA this time, but IA. Okay, so if we take, for example, the word vender, which means?
To sell.
So I was selling the house would be vendía la casa.
Vendía la casa.
Vendía.
Vendía.
So if vendía is vender in the yo form of the imperfect tense, how would you say I was eating?
Comía.
Comía. Muy bien. From comer. Comer. Comía. I was eating. And let's take another ER verb. Can you think of any, Cara?
Beber.
Perfecto. Beber. How would you say? That means, of course, what does it mean?
To drink.
To drink, yeah. So how would you say I was drinking?
Bebía.
Bebía. Bebía un café. Bebía un café. Okay, so I was drinking a coffee. Bebía un café.
Bebía un café.
Can you remember the other word that's used when you have a drink in a bar or a cafe? Another word that you would use to have a drink. It doesn't literally mean to have a drink. It literally means to take a drink.
Don't remember.
It's tomar. Tomar una copa. Tomar un café. So, literally, to take a coffee. Tomar un café. Now, I maybe want to point out here that ¿Quieres tomar un café? Is a very popular phrase. Do you want to have a coffee? To take a coffee. ¿Quieres tomar un café?
¿Quieres tomar un café?
And that is, in fact, one of the phrases featured on our merchandise that you can find at the Radiolingua website at www.radiolingua.com. Anyway, coming back to the lesson, tomar is obviously an AR verb. So how would you say I was having a coffee using tomar?
Tomaba un café.
Tomaba un café. But using beber, the ER verb, you would say?
Bebía un café.
Bebía un café. Bebía un café. Okay, let's go through the whole tense using all the endings. And we'll start with, we'll use comer, I think. So comer, I was eating would be?
Comía.
Comía. You were eating. Guess it.
Comías.
Comías. And he, she, or it was eating?
Is it the same as the yo form? Comía.
Comía. Muy bien. So comía, comías, comía. And then we were eating.
Comíamos.
Aha, almost right. Just watch your stress here. The stress is on the I. So comíamos.
Comíamos.
Just like tomábamos. Tomábamos. Comíamos.
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 So the you plural form, the vosotros form would be?
Comíais.
Muy bien. Comíais. It's quite difficult to say that one. Comíais.
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 And then they were eating would be?
Comían.
Perfecto. Comían.
Comían.
Comían. Muy bien. Okay, let's go through the whole verb. I'll say the first three, you repeat them, and then I'll say the next three. So first of all, comía, comías, comía.
Comía, comías, comía.
Comíamos, comíais, comían.
Comíamos, comíais, comían.
Yeah, there are a lot of vowels in there with that. Comíais, comíais.
Comíais.
Yeah, comíamos, comíais, comían.
Comíamos, comíais, comían.
Perfecto. Let's take beber again. So it would be I was drinking.
Bebía.
You were drinking.
Bebías.
He was drinking or she was drinking.
Bebía.
We were drinking.
Bebíamos.
You were drinking.
Bebíais.
They were drinking.
Bebían.
Perfecto. The whole thing. Bebía, bebías, bebía. Bebíamos, bebíais, bebían.
Bebía, bebías, bebía. Bebíamos, bebíais, bebían.
Muy bien. Now, as I said earlier, The good thing is that the IR verbs do exactly the same thing. So can you think on any IR verbs, Cara?
Bibir.
Bibir. Okay, don't get mixed up with bibir and beber. Okay, so bibir means?
To live.
To live. So how would you say, I was living?
Bibia.
Bibia. And you were living?
Bibias.
And can you continue on?
Bibia. Bibiamos. Bibiais. Bibian.
Perfecto.
Easy peasy.
Vivía, vivías, vivía. Vivíamos, vivíais, vivían.
Bebía, bebía.
Hang on 1 second. You're saying bebía.
Oh, sorry. Bebía.
Bebía, yeah. Bebía means I was drinking. Bebía, I was living. Two different things there, okay? So, bebía, bebías, bebía. Bebíamos, bebíais, bebían.
Bebía, bebías, bebía. Bibíamos, bibíais, bibían.
Muy bien. Bibíais, bibíais. Again, it's that difficult one. Okay, so you get the idea. IR verbs and ER verbs take exactly the same endings in the imperfect tense. You remember your ava endings for the AR verbs and your ia endings for ER and IR verbs. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course. And that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, what's missing?
Irregular verbs.
Yeah, irregular verbs. And normally we've got to learn loads of different irregular verbs when we're learning the tenses. Remember when we did the preterite and we were looking at traduje and hizo and all that kind of thing? Well, there's some more good news here.
And that is, can we have a drum roll?
I think so. That there are only 3 irregular verbs in the imperfect tense in the whole of the Spanish language.
Yay! Can we have a fanfare now?
It was the only one I could find, sorry. At short notice, you didn't really give me much time to prepare that. Yeah, there are only 3 irregular verbs in the imperfect tense. And they are ir, which means?
To go.
Ser.
To be.
And ver.
To see.
Okay, so let's take ir. And the best bit about this is once we get the pattern, then it's fairly obvious what's going to happen. So to go, I was going, becomes iba.
Iba.
Yep, we're back to those BA endings. It's not aba, but iba.
Iba.
Then you were going as ibas.
Ibas.
He, she, or it was going iba.
Iba.
Can you guess perhaps what we were going would be?
Íbamos.
Muy bien, íbamos. And you were going plural form, vosotros?
Ibais.
Ibais. And then they were going.
Iban.
Iban. Iba, ibas, iba. Íbamos, ibais, iban.
Iba, ibas, iba. Íbamos, ibais, iban.
Perfecto. So with ir, we're sort of combining the fact that I suppose you could say it's an IR verb. It is, in fact, the verb that is spelled IR, but it's an irregular verb, as we know. So we're combining that with the ABA endings, although dropping the first A. So once we get into the pattern, as I said, you do recognise it. Iba, ibas, iba. Íbamos, ibais, iban. Let's take ver. What does ver mean?
To see.
Yeah, it means to see. And normally with an ER verb, you take off the ER and add the endings, ia, ias, ia, and so on. But with ver, the irregularity is that the stem is VE. So it's not bia, but beia.
Beia.
Yeah, it's another one of those see how many vowel sounds you can fit into the one word. Beia.
Beia.
So it goes beia, beias, beia.
Beia. Beías, beía.
Yeah, with the stress each time on the E. Beía, beías, beía.
Beía, beías, beía.
Now, we were seeing, or we used to see, would be?
Beíamos.
Beíamos. And let's see how many vowel sounds we can fit into this next one. The vosotros form, you all were seeing, used in Spain.
Beíais.
Beíais. Yep, that's it. Beíais.
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 And they were seeing.
Beían.
Beían. Okay, let's go through the whole of ver again. Beía, beías, beía.
Beía, beías, beía.
Beíamos, beíais, beían.
Beíamos, beíais, beían.
Perfecto. Okay, so that's ver in the imperfect. And there's one more imperfect irregular verb we've got to learn, and that is the verb ser, which means, of course,
to be.
Ser, to be. So, in the imperfect tense, ser becomes era.
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 So, I was, or in a sense, I was being, era.
Era.
You were being?
Eres.
Eras.
Eras.
Okay, eras.
Eras.
And he, she, or it was being?
Era.
Era. Okay, and that one is very, very common indeed. Think of when you're describing something in the past, for example, it was difficult. Era difícil.
Era difícil.
It was interesting. Era interesante.
Era interesante.
It was good fun. Era divertido.
Era divertido.
So era is very, very common indeed. Let's go through the rest of the verb, though. So we were being, or we were, éramos.
Éramos.
And then the vosotros form is erais.
Erais.
And then they were being, or they were, eran.
Eran.
Now, ser in the present tense is used to tell the time. How would you say it is 2 o'clock?
Son las dos.
Son las dos. Remember, it's las because it's las horas. Son las dos.
Son las dos.
Okay, and how would you say it is noon, midday?
Es medio.
That's it. Es mediodía.
Es mediodía.
Okay, so es mediodía. This is the present tense of ser. Now, if you're talking about the past in the past, then you would use the imperfect to talk about time and say it was 2 o'clock. So, not son las dos, but the verb that we've just learned in the imperfect.
Eran las dos.
Eran las dos. Eran las dos. Eran las dos.
Eran las dos.
And by the same rules, how would you say it was noon?
Era mediodía.
Yeah, that one is singular, so it's era mediodía.
Era mediodía.
Muy bien. So in this week's lesson, we've covered quite a lot. We've covered 3 irregulars, that's ir, ser and ver in the imperfect tense, and we've also looked at the endings for er and ir verbs, both of which conjugate the same way, with ia, ias, ia, íamos, íais, ían as the endings. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. you can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.